Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's going to be a rough week. The Derek Chauvin jurors are going to be deliberating. We're going to tell you how their closing statements went, and how the jurors are not going to have an easy time. Apparently, cities are kind of bracing themselves for riots, depending on what the judgment or what the conviction leads to. I think at least Chauvin's going to be getting a manslaughter charge, but there might be some debate as to whether he should have gotten second-degree murder, third-degree, and depending on what the jurors come up with, could get pretty hostile. So we're going to keep you guys posted on that. It looks like most everybody over 16 years old can get a COVID vaccine if they want. So are we going to just skyrocket and fast speed and warp speed now to herd immunity? Probably not. Apparently enthusiasm for the shots have kind of waned, which is why we've kind of reached this point where they've said, look, anybody over 16 that wants it can get it. So we're still having, unfortunately, some hesitancy, and we'll explain that. Matt McConaughey might be a shoe-in for a Texas politician position. I'm going to call it a politician position because I don't know what he would be running for. There's some rumors that he might run for governor. I don't know much about Matt McConaughey or his politics, but I guess, you know, when stars want to run for office, they surely seem to kind of get the attention. So would he be another Ronald Reagan? I don't know. Unfortunately, we have had reports of multiple shootings throughout the weekend. And we have some sea otters that tested positive for COVID. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day today. My end of the week is going to end with a colonoscopy, so that's not going to be very fun. So if I just sound grumpy this week, it's just a real, real stressful week. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one thing we need to kind of talk about is allergies. So this is what, mid-April, we're almost going into the end of April, and allergy season is not fun, and we are nose deep right now in pollen and from weeds and flowers and all sorts of things. And my nose is always running. I got a Kenalog shot that usually helps me each season. I only do it once a year, where they give you a shot of a steroid in your butt, and then it can sometimes eat away at the fat. So my butt has like less fat on one side than another, so it's really good. I don't think my butt is completely symmetrical. But the Kenalog shot is a steroid that can help some. Not a real popular treatment for allergies in sight of COVID and the variants, and in sight of some people, if they have high blood pressure or diabetes, not a good choice. But we were told this weekend that allergy season is going to each year become more severe. And study authors of this one study out of Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin, I believe, found that the allergy season is actually lasting almost a month longer these days. So my allergies used to span anywhere from February to June. Many people are reporting allergies beyond that range. Now, why? Well, scientists think it's quote-unquote climate change, and they think it's human-induced climate change. So this is an interesting study. I wrote a little bit about it, and I hyperlinked the link so you guys could take a look at it. But University of Wisconsin researchers looked at pollen trends across North America, and they found between the years of 1990 to 2018, pollen seasons added an extra 20 days, and pollen counts rose about 21%. Now, you would think that would happen because, all right, well, it's getting warmer. If it's getting warmer, then winter will end earlier. If winter ends earlier or sooner, then you're going to have maybe more weeds sprout up or flowers bloom. If you have more bees, then you'll have more pollination with flowers. If the bees aren't around, the flowers aren't really reproducing, you might see a negative feedback. So I see how it all can, I see how it can all interplay. My problem with it is what are humans supposed to do? The study authors were pretty strict about humans being kind of responsible for the changes in the climate. Now, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And when you go outside in the summer, it's like opening the oven door. In fact, I will sometimes open my oven door in my kitchen when it's baking something just to cool off. I mean, it is so hot outside. And when I go outside and I, let's say, hold in my burp, you know, to help the whole climate change thing, sometimes just wonder to myself, am I really making a difference? I mean, when it is hot and it is dry and we haven't gotten rain in months, or when we do get rain, it's just a drizzle. I mean, honestly, if there is something I could do to make it rain in southern Nevada, if there is something I could do to lower the summer temperatures by 10, 20 degrees, I'd do it. So, where I stand with the whole climate change thing, because trust me, I don't like allergies. And I agree with the study authors that as allergy seasons span and become more severe, we have major respiratory issues that could come to people with emphysema and asthma, put people more at risk for COVID because people are sneezing and spraying all over each other. So I get that allergy season can be a public health crisis. But when they say human-caused climate change, okay, what is it that we need to do? Is it that we need to stop all electricity? Is it that we need to stop all cars and boats and farm equipment? Is it that we all have to become vegan? I mean, you know, we're talking about the science, and just like we're having some issues with people getting their COVID vaccine because they're just not convinced that that's the right way to go or that's what they need to do, same thing with climate change. You aren't winning people over saying that it is our fault that we are baking in the sun when, I mean, we can barely operate a little hand fan and see that it does absolutely nothing. I mean, the globe is pretty vast. And now you're telling us there's UFOs and there's aliens and we might be able to talk to the aliens in 2026. And you're trying to tell us that we have control over the globe. Tell us what it is we really need to do. Because I'm sick of sneezing, all right? And I'm not convinced it's my hamburger that's doing it. 1-877-DOCTOR.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel for opening the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we are hoping by June 1, Governor Sisolak has us open 100%. And we're like, woohoo! Party, and we're really excited about that because it's, I mean, I have lived off and on in Las Vegas since 1981 and seen the city grow to the degree that it has and then seeing it shut down like it did a year ago was just heartbreaking, and it was eerie because it's such a vibrant electrical city that when you see hotels that you have years and years of memories in, right? You know, parties and conventions closed. It's frightening. So Nevada is on its way with its low positivity rate and it dealing with the COVID crisis pretty darn well and having at least 60% of the population vaccinated. We are hoping to open full steam June 1. Except we have a little issue, small issue. Apparently the feds are saying we're going to have to hold off on our water. We have some problems in Nevada and Arizona. And our water resources aren't that strong because of the ongoing drought. And if you're in Nevada or if you're in Arizona, you're going to have to use less water. Now, what does that mean? Well, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. So in my family, if anybody has to pee, I tell them, you know, if you don't have to flush the toilet, don't flush the toilet. The problem is that it lasts long because the cats like to drink out of the toilet. Even though we have plenty of water all over the place, they just love toilet water. So I'm like, okay, I guess we got to flush the toilet now because the cats drink out of the toilets. But what we have done is we've really limited our use to just one or two toilets in the house. And we try not to wash dishes, right? That's what my kid said. Dishes are piling up in the sink. I go, well, Mom, we're saving water. Well, we're not there yet, but this summer is when we're going to have to cut back on our water. So the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation has released projections forecasting levels of Lake Powell and Lake Mead are going to shrink to historic lows. So Lake Powell's in Arizona. Lake Mead is in Las Vegas, Nevada. Lake Mead is like the southern Nevada. Lake Mead is like the largest man-made lake ever. And when you go to Lake Mead, you see the brown mountain, and then you see the white, you know, from all the calcium deposits in the water. And, I mean, you could see the layers. I don't know if you guys ever saw the Pamela Lee Anderson video. You can already see the water levels fall in Lake Mead. But now it's apparently pretty bad. I was at Lake Powell years ago, and I saw that we had trouble where we could bring our boat because already the water levels were receding. So we've known this is nothing new. The problem is this year has been, I guess, pretty historic. They say Lake Mead is going to fall below 1,075 feet for the first time, and that's going to hit as of June 2021, and then Lake Powell is going to drop below 3,500 feet, lowest it's been since 1968. So Lake Mead is just going to fall lower and lower. We don't have anything to compare it to. So, I mean, how much rain? What's going on in Las Vegas, or Nevada, I should say, and Arizona? Okay, now, Nevada, we, and Arizona, we get our water from Colorado. And so you, Colorado, I know, now you're like, oh, gosh, she's going to bring up the Coloradans. Yes, I am. Okay, what the heck is going on up there? Okay, we get our water from the Colorado River. Now, you guys are supposed to get snow. I know you want to ski on the snow. I know you want to snowboard. You guys have, you know, Vail and Aspen and all sorts of cool stuff. But if you guys don't make snow for us, right, we go thirsty. Now, some of you say, well, what the heck are we supposed to do? Well, according to scientists, it's climate change. It's you guys. It's your fault. Here I am trying not to eat a hamburger, and it's you guys that need to not eat the hamburgers to make more snow. I don't know how you make more snow. I don't know how you get more precipitation. But we need the Rockies to get that ice, and then we need that ice to melt. And then, and I know a lot of you guys, you have it on your snowshoes, and you kick it off in the car. No, let that ice stay. Get rid of all the ice after you go skiing so it hopefully comes back and gets to us. Because we're gonna laugh it up. We're pretty thirsty. Now, some of you are like, well, wait a second. What's going on in Nevada? Doesn't Nevada get enough water? Oh, we get like an average of 10 inches a year. Most years, about 4 inches. I think we got last year 2.31 inches of water. Nevada is the driest state in the nation. Yay! We really know how to rank. In Nevada, we could rank. So last year, we're being told, this is by the Review Journal, rainfall was about 2.31 inches. Usually a full year is about 4 inches, but some parts of Nevada, like the Sierras, can get more. 10 inches. Now, the Sierra Nevadas, I'm not sure where that water drains. But apparently it's not enough for a sprawling Las Vegas. Now, some of you guys are like, why do we have to care about what's going on in Las Vegas and Arizona? Well, because if you're from California, if you're from New York, if you're trying to move south because you're trying to get rid of the snow, or you're trying to go to a state that may not have as many taxes, you want to save some money, you want to get a nice home and a nice big deserty lot with some scorpions and spiders and rattlesnakes in your backyard, you might have to realize that there's going to be some water issues. So how we've been dealing with water issues in our area is if you have grass, you've had to remove some of the grass, And if you have a new home, you weren't allowed to put grass. We put some fake grass. And honestly, the fake grass looks nice. You know, yeah, I like real grass, but, you know, if we're trying to save water, that's fine. So we have desert landscaping that requires less water. And then a lot of people put boulders and rocks to make it look pretty so it looks less deserty. But I've seen neighborhoods where grass was ripped out so then they could put rocks so they don't have to put water. Now, you guys are talking about climate change, and you're talking about allergies and all that. Carbon dioxide levels affect the climate. Carbon dioxide levels affect plants, our oxygen. We saw in the study yesterday that it affects our pollen counts. Well, what helps minimize carbon dioxide in the air? Plants. So plants take the carbon. Do you guys remember photosynthesis? Yeah, you remember photosynthesis. Do I have to review photosynthesis? Please, please don't make me review photosynthesis. Carbon dioxide comes from the environment. Plants take the carbon dioxide through photosynthesis. We'll make oxygen. It's pretty, pretty cool stuff. I'm not going to go through the whole process, okay, because I don't want you guys shutting it off. But, you know, you would think that you would want more plants. And if you have more plants, it might change the carbon dioxide level, might add more water, precipitation. That's how I learned things. But because it's so vast that, you know, your little garden isn't probably going to be enough to produce. Oh, by the way, yeah, plants also make water. That's why greenhouses are all nice and humid, because plants will make water. It's fascinating what they do. But it's just too much. I mean, we have just too much land. We can't grow enough plants to do that in Nevada. But apparently humans are at blame for the whole climate change thing. So somebody's got to be consistent with the message here. But having our water levels plummet is some serious stuff, because I don't know if you've ever flown into Nevada, southern Nevada, but I mean, it's a big city. I mean, Vegas and Pahrump and Henderson, and you know, we got Bullhead and a Boulder City. I mean, we got a lot of people. And when it's hot, you want a pool. And so some of us have pools, and you need to keep the pool from getting evaporated. You're adding water to the pool. So if they're going to restrict us, I don't know if we actually have what the list of restrictions are going to be. And you might see, if you come to Vegas, there'll be some little cards in the hotel room. I don't know if you guys have noticed, when you go to a hotel, it says, look, if you don't need maid service, housekeeping, room service, however they... Oh, no, it's not room service. I think they call it maid service or housekeeping. And you could save on the towel. It saves on water. There's even some toilets that you could push. If you pee, you push one. If you poo, you push another. And already hotels are trying to do their part to save water. Some of the showers will just shut off. I tried to take a long shower, and the water just turned cold all of a sudden. So I'm like, I guess that's my time to get out. So they have all these little mechanisms now in hotels to kind of limit water. Personally, I think it's because they don't have enough staff. So they're like, look, guys, can we save, you know, water and save the planet by you not asking for your room to get cleaned? I don't usually ask for a room to get cleaned, because I've seen so many videos of people going into the, you know, suitcases and on your iPad and all that, that I'm like, you know what, we don't need it. And I don't really need them seeing my kids' underwear. So, but anyway, so with the drought, there's going to be some restrictions coming. As we get more information on that, we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI and U.S. Marshals continue searching Monday morning for a former Travis County Sheriff Detective, Stephen Broderick, after a shooting on Sunday in Austin, Texas, killed at least three people near an apartment complex in northwest Austin. Senator Josh Hawley, the Republican from Missouri, on Monday introduced legislation that targets big tech groups, including Amazon and Google, by making it more difficult to market and use certain online services. The Bust Up Big Tech Act would ban tech companies from market search engines, marketplaces, and exchanges from advertising or selling their own goods and services on their websites in a way that competes with third-party groups. A suspected poacher was trampled to death by a herd of elephants in South Africa over the weekend. The man and two alleged accomplices tried to run away when rangers spotted them at Kruger National Park. One of the suspects told rangers that the group ran into a herd of elephants when trying to escape. USA Radio News. Two of the planet's biggest polluters have agreed to focus on climate change. China and the United States have come to terms. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The United States and China, in a joint statement this weekend, have agreed to work together on climate change. President Joe Biden is planning to host a virtual summit this week and has invited a few dozen world leaders to participate. Climate change has been among his top priorities. The United States rejoined the Paris Climate Accord in the first hours of his presidency. Biden sent Special Envoy John Kerry to Asia for meetings with his Chinese counterpart last week. The virtual summit is planned for this Friday and Saturday.
Climate change includes both global warming, driven by human emissions of greenhouse gases, and the resulting large-scale shifts in weather patterns. Authorities in Texas say two people were killed when a Tesla with no one in the driver's seat crashed into a tree and burst into flames. The cause of the crash in Spring, Texas, near Houston, is under investigation. First responders had to use about 30,000 gallons of water over 4 hours to put out the fire as the Tesla battery kept reigniting. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, as we're making some movement when it comes to COVID-19, apparently our animals are starting to get some attention. And we are finding out that at, I believe, the Georgia Aquarium, we have some otters that have tested positive. They announced on Sunday, it's called the Georgia Aquarium. I think this is the one in Atlanta. Gosh, if that is, it is one of my favorite aquariums ever. But the Georgia Aquarium announced that its Asian small-clawed otters tested positive for COVID-19. They said it's unclear how many of the animals had tested positive. Officials sent a news release that the otters were already showing signs of improvement and are expected to make a full recovery. Dr. Tanya Klaus, Vice President of Animal Environmental Health at Georgia Aquarium, said our Asian small-clawed otters are under very close monitoring by veterinarians and animal care team members. They have displayed only mild symptoms, and we can expect them all to make a full recovery. We are providing supportive care as needed so they eat, rest, and recover. If this is the same aquarium I've been to, the otters are really cool because there's an area where you could go and watch them eat and swim, and they're really, really cool. So animals were moved off exhibit and were being cared for behind the scenes. Zoo staff decided to test the animals based on clinical signs, and they think that the otters might have acquired infection from an asymptomatic staff member. Now, that's very concerning when we think that COVID can jump between species. One of the reasons why we've been kind of falling all over ourselves trying to figure out what the heck happened with COVID is because the original thought, if somebody ate a bat and had some bat soup or whatever and got COVID, made people uneasy going, wait a second, I'm around animals all the time. We eat animals. You know, for those of us not vegan, that it's really that simple. And people are like, no, it has to, you know, zoonotic pathogens have to jump from one host to an intermediary host to another. Because if we think that animals can make us sick and vice versa, we could have some huge problems. Now, there are some things we do pass to each other, but most of the time, we and the animals around us won't give each other illnesses, unless, of course, an animal will bite you and give you rabies or things like that, or a bacterial infection. But in terms of viruses being able to jump from humans to animals and back, that would be a very scary scenario. But if they think that this animal-to-human transmission happened, it has to be not only investigated, but, I mean, we need all eyes on determining if we are looking at mutatable viruses that are able then to go cross species. And if this virus can go to animals, then we need to be prepared that there's a lot of then chance for certain animal viruses to cross over to humans. It happens, like we saw with HIV. But, you know, we don't want another COVID coming. So they say the Asian small-clawed otters at the aquarium do not have direct contact with guests. They've always been behind acrylic barriers separated from guests. And the otters will continue to be monitored. And once they're no longer positive, they could go back into the exhibit. Oh, it's so cute. They swim around and they look all, you know. So according to the American Veterinary Medical Association, they state that SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, is not easily spread from humans to animals, which is why if this really did happen, kind of, you know, it's things that make you go, hmm, you know, that is one of those things that isn't very easy to just assume, oh, okay, no big deal. South Korea is bracing for a possible fourth coronavirus wave. They've been having a slow vaccination drive, they say. There's been a lot of issues in certain countries when it comes to their vaccines. India has surpassed the 200,000+ cases a day, and that's assuming these are tests done in area. Well, this is not assuming anything. There are many villages and small towns within the country of India that aren't able to get access to tests. So they are saying that's a huge underestimation. But they report another 1,200 deaths, close to 9,000 in the hospital. In America, we're rising a little bit. We're still having deaths. Our hospital critical numbers have risen to 9,800, still way lower than it was. You know, we were looking at 40, 50,000 numbers a year ago. Being at 9,800 is huge success, but unfortunately it is rising. In the last few hours, another 6,200 cases reported in the U.S. Like I said, in India, though, another 211,000 cases. Russia, 8,500 cases. U.K., 3,000. Italy, 8,800 cases. Iran, grappling with a lot more cases, 24,000 now. Poland, we don't have Germany's numbers. But, you know, in terms of the states, as those numbers trickle in, we're having a little bit of a delay, we're hearing, with some states as they're kind of grappling with, you know, their, vaccine rollout and some hospitals overwhelmed, especially in Michigan, needed to already do surge facilities. So, it's way better than it was. And I have to say that, guys, we are doing way, way better. But we don't like the idea that we're seeing other countries have these surges and face lockdowns, and you know, here we are, and we're opening up our borders, and we're letting more people in, and, you know, we think our vaccines are going to be good enough. Now, we're hoping our vaccines are going to be good enough, but when a pharmaceutical company says, you're good, and we really need outside, we need outside entities kind of giving us that objectively. You know, Israel is the country I'm watching a lot because Israel believes they reached herd immunity. Israel was one of the first countries to be able to vaccinate a good proportion of their population. They've had about another 113 cases, 3 deaths, so they're not out of the woods, but they're they only have, I think, about maybe under 200 people in the hospital currently with COVID. And remember, their state is the size of Rhode Island. I mean, their country is the size of our Rhode Island state. So they're smaller, much smaller. Their population of about 10 million. So, you know, a fraction of America. But, you know, they're still grappling with some cases. So we're going to get probably some of the first of the data on European and Asian strains and vaccine efficacy, probably from Israel, unless Israel is still keeping tight borders and international travel. So hesitancy of the vaccine. You know, right now, most states, I believe, residents 16 years and older can now book a vaccine appointment. In fact, I think the CDC has already said, look, guys, all right, from the CDC perspective, if you're over 16, you can try to get a shot. That's great. Yeah, and more than half of Americans have now received at least one dose. So half of Americans have at least had some sort of protection. So I think we're doing amazing. In fact, I'm amazed that we're at that amount, that percentage of people wanting to get the vaccine. I thought we were going to have a lot less. The original numbers coming out last year where we were only going to maybe have 30, 40% of people get the shot. So if we're already at close to 50%, we're doing fantastic. So I'm optimistic that we're going to do better than other states. What I'm not optimistic about is how we're going to be completely protected by some of these other variants, and I'm not optimistic about what's happening in these hot spots where the virus can be replicating so much that we're making new variants. Now, usually mutations, on the whole, make something weaker. And maybe that could hope, you know, that could be our fail-safe. That could be our you know, light at the end of the tunnel. But right now, we're looking at, you know, the UK is seeing if people could catch coronavirus twice. In Brazil, we've had reports of people getting coronavirus twice. We have a Nevadan, young male Nevadan, who got two different coronavirus strains. We're seeing some people get some breakthrough cases after the vaccine, but for the most part, so far everything is happening the way we were told it was going to happen in terms of the vaccine protecting most of us and keeping hospitalizations down. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So each week I look at the types of emails or the Facebook messages or Twitter messages I get. You know, some people are concerned about COVID arm or they're concerned about getting COVID twice, and usually I'll try to summarize what some of those concerns are, and then I'll talk about it on my show. But now, and I wish I could graph this. This is some sort of a study I probably need to put together. But if I had to graph what some of the concerns are now, is what's going to happen to me if I didn't get the COVID vaccine? Now, I was vaccinated. My family was vaccinated. But there are people concerned that there's the calm before the storm. It's been voluntary, which is what I think it should be. Many people got the vaccine. They jumped to get the vaccine. Now we're able to open the vaccine to those 16 on up. But we have a huge portion of the population that said, I'll pass, which I think they have a right to. But from an epidemiological standpoint and from a public health standpoint, it's going to make public health officials nervous that we had many people pass on the vaccine because of this goal to reach herd immunity. Some say you need 75%. Some say you need 90%. With this COVID vaccine, I would say err on the side of caution more than not, because this virus can come up with variants and extra mutations, and it could be a little wily. But it's interesting to me that there are people out there going, what's going to happen to me? What are they going to do? Do I have a target on my back? Now, I would hope this day and age in America, you don't have a target on your back, but I understand that the year 2020 really changed a lot of our ideas or our understanding of what the Constitution protected us from and what sort of liberties our public officials were able to take, trampling on our liberties. And so when somebody tells me they haven't gotten vaccinated, they're worried about vaccination, what's going to happen to them? What are public officials going to plan next? I don't know. I can't answer that, but I am intrigued by what a country does if their goal is herd immunity, and they've made that goal, and U.S. likes to achieve its goals. If they see that there's an unenthusiasm by a good portion of the population to not get the vaccine, are they going to stop? Are they going to say, okay, well, we didn't reach our goal, it's okay. Are they going to make mandates? Now, it looks like the Biden administration was not hip on travel passports, which was good. That was very, very good. It looks like he kind of punted it to the airline industry. But public officials want herd immunity. And as we're seeing what's going on in India, what we see what's going on in Brazil, South Korea now may be bracing for more lockdowns. We see European countries locked down. America is not hip on locking down. All right, people are pretty mad. People have violated lockdown orders. They have willingly gone to jail. Right, we've spent, I don't know how many trillions of dollars in unemployment and in PPP money and in stimulus checks to keep people still fed during this whole process. So I think it's a valid question, and maybe you guys could answer. What do you think America is going to do next when it comes to the unvaccinated population in America? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Personally, what I think America is going to do, right, or this maybe not, I don't know what America is going to do, because honestly, they've shocked me each month with everything that's been happening. But I was hoping that COVID would just go away by the time we had to make this decision. Last year, when I talked about, will your employer mandate the vaccine? And we were like, oh gosh, that's going to be a mess. Because employers will be sued. They're damned if they do, damned if they don't. People are going to be mad if they're not working in a vaccinated place. They're going to be mad if they're forced to get a vaccine. So I'm like, hopefully that won't be an issue. It'll be a non-issue. Hopefully we reach herd immunity or the virus gets weak and we don't have to even deal with that. Unfortunately, this topic of we have a huge population of unvaccinated people, we can't kick that can down the road. That topic is here and now. If you look at most of the headlines, it's like, what do we do with the unvaccinated? I mean, you know, you thought there was discrimination last year. Wait till you see, right? You got the vaccine, you didn't get the vaccine. I think we're going to be unfortunately, walking into a storm. Now, as a physician, okay, how I would handle vaccines when it came to families that were scared and that were worried is I would provide as much education as I could. I would involve the health department. There were classes the health department would have, and I would offer You know, I would offer whatever education I could to calm down their fears. Many of them were actually pro-vaccine. They just didn't like their kid getting seven at once. Okay. Then maybe you could talk to the health department about, you know, what the safest way is to spread them out, even though they're not fans of that. But, you know, what is it that you're actually worried about? Well, I'm worried about the eggs. Most of these vaccines don't use eggs anymore. You know? Well, I'm worried about aborted fetuses. Well, most of the vaccines don't have aborted fetuses. And I mean, I've looked. My vaccine had no aborted fetus in it. I mean, and I, you know, so find out what we have to do is when you do have an unvaccinated population, want to find out what exactly it is. Now, is it because they saw a YouTube video that there's going to be a microchip inserted through the vaccine? Okay, that's going to take maybe a little bit more education than somebody saying, look, you know, I had a bad reaction to the flu vaccine. I just don't want to risk it. Okay, and what was your reaction? Well, I got the flu. Well, you probably didn't get the flu. You probably got achy. That's not necessarily a bad reaction. So I think what we need to do is we need to increase the education. And I think the Biden administration is putting funding towards that. But I'm seeing different sort of constitutionalized approaches. I'm seeing on social media people saying, okay, look, we got to find these people. And we got to sit them down. You know, or we need to threaten them, or we need to prevent them from working, or we need to cut off their benefits, and whoa, 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 whoa. Okay? I don't want anybody injecting something in me, even though I got the vaccine and I'm pro-vaccine. But, I mean, come on, we have our constitutional rights. And I don't know if you guys heard, I think it was in North Carolina, there was a Walgreens, I have to double-check which one, that I guess was injecting saline instead of the shots into people. So, you know, I can't convince somebody who doesn't trust something being injected into their body when you have this kind of stupid going on. And we'll look a little bit more at the start. I don't know how somebody could mix saline. I understand you might need to prep the vaccine, but how are you injecting saline to, I don't know what the heck happened there, but, you know, Pearson comes for a vaccine, you give him a vaccine. So, when you have all the years leading up to the COVID crisis, that doctor errors and medical errors are a huge source of patient death. People like, you want me to trust the doctors? All these years of doctors are making too much money and pharmaceutical companies are in it for the money. So when pharmaceutical companies say, yeah, guys, you're going to need these shots, you're going to need a booster, you have the population going, wait a second, just a year or two ago, you told us not to trust the pharmaceutical companies. Just a year or two ago, you were saying doctors that are in it for the money. And now, all of a sudden, you want people to very openly take a pharmaceutical that they aren't excited about. After all of the, you know, the bad publicity. So, I don't know where we go from here. I personally would like to reach herd immunity. But I am a little nervous that some public officials might take things a little too far. 1-877-DOCTOR.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I can't believe you found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.